podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scout. Something a bit different today. We are going to be talking about the community tournament, which will be starting from game week 2. It happened last year, loads of interest in it. I'm joined by the two creators of said tournament, the Strikers Keepers Losers Weepers. We're talking a bit about the history of the tournament and what people can look forward to next season. How are you both? Greyhead, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. So thanks for having us on.
And Boris Bodega, who I've just found out his real name is Sam and not Boris, which is a bit of a shock. But yeah, how you doing? Mr. Spreadsheet himself?
Very well, thank you very much.
Good, good. So yeah, let's talk a bit about the tournament then. Because I've played these in the past. I played these kind of when I first joined Scout. I remember I was a team captain in one of them, Mozambique, I think my tournament was called, team was called back in the day. Greyhead, how did you start kind of, and Boris, how did you kind of start with these and what can people kind of expect?
Yeah, no, so I mean, I've been playing them for must be about 4 years now, but I mean, essentially, it's just a team competition for FPL managers. So it's a really good way of bringing together the FPL community in a kind of some friendly competition over the season. And it's kind of evolved and even kind of grown over the last couple of years. So I got more involved on the organizing side last time around. I think it's probably unfair to say I'm one of the creators. The main man is down there in terms of Sam and Boris. And we've also got an organizing kind of committee behind the scenes as well. So we've got FPL Maldini, Orbino, Toby, Top Marks, and also Darth Crid as well. So there's lots of us behind it. But like I say, essentially, it's just about having a bit of fun and really kind of getting the community together more than anything else.
It's a lot of work, isn't it, Sam, to kind of get these going? I mean, Gray's already talked about all the different people that kind of, you know, needed to make it happen, all the different people that take part and everything. It's a pretty big thing, right?
It's a bit of an undertaking, but we get there. The technical side of it is just making sure the technical bit all sort of runs itself. And we've had some really good help from Will, who was on Greyhead's team last season, who's a real whiz, and he's created a live score sheet for us, which is amazing. So he actually updates the scores live as the games are going on, which is pretty awesome.
That is very cool. Yeah. So let's talk a bit about what this tournament is, because I'm sure there'll be people watching this video who already kind of know how these tournaments work, and there are other people who are just listening to this being like, what the hell are these guys talking about? Gray's already touched on it. It's a team tournament, essentially. Do you want to just explain a bit about how the kind of general format of it works and what people can expect when the tournament starts?
Yeah, for sure. The idea behind it, and this kicked off maybe 4 or 5 seasons ago, where someone came up with the idea of giving FPL managers actual prices in terms of their histories. So if you've had 2 or 3 good seasons, you'd be a really expensive player. If, like me, you hadn't, you'd be a bit lower down. But that was just to sort of level the playing field a bit. So each team manager will recruit 15 other FPL players, and including an MVP this time around, which we'll talk about a bit more in a minute. But essentially, it means they can have a whole team of players. They pull their scores together, and then they go up against potentially 32 or possibly even more teams this season.
More than 32 teams might be coming. Wow.
Could be 64.
Wow.
Which is a bit of an upgrade from 24, so I'm a bit worried about it.
Yeah, it's great, because I mean, the ones I've played, you have to decide who's going to play each week. You have a bench of players, you pick a player who you think is going to score the most points, all that kind of thing, and the rules have changed depending on the kind of tournament. But generally speaking, I mean, you're involved in a kind of a WhatsApp group or a Slack channel or something with all of your teammates. And not only have you got the kind of the actual tournament itself, but you end up all talking strategy about general transfers and captains within that group as well. So I just think for anyone who's looking to get more involved in the FPL community, making sure that you're kind of involved in this tournament and getting into a team and all that kind of stuff, it can really kind of help you meet people and chat to people. And there's people from these tournaments that I still talk to now who I was involved with, 4 or 5 years ago. So yeah, it's a great thing to be involved in.
Yeah, I'm just going to echo that, really, as in terms of, I mean, like I say, I mean, that the if you're unsure about whether or not to join in, do join in, honestly. So I got involved 3-4 years ago. Wasn't really sure, only really kind of touched on kind of scout a few times. Was lucky enough to join a team, and those people I still talk to today, if you like. And I know a lot of teams stay together, you know, returning year after year. A lot of them have kind of organized, you know, meetups, and whether that be virtually or face to face along the way as well. So it's like I say, it's a really good way of getting to know each other. And I think the fact that it's grown is testing me the fact that people do enjoy it. So we had about 400 FPL managers compete last year. We've seen, just going out recently with a request for, you know, people to team captain, it was, again, we've seen a huge spike in people who want to get involved, almost doubled that as well. So I think the good thing is anyone you talk to who's been involved just has loved it, really. Mm. And has loved the fact that they can get a chance to kind of, like say, talk to other FPL managers, have a bit of fun along the way. And yeah, and there's also a bit of friendly competition as well, which always drives the FPL community along the way.
Absolutely. And you talk about, you know, it growing, and it has grown. It kind of grows every time you do one of these. There's prizes now, competitions and prizes. There's a trophy. There's a trophy for the winner of this tournament, which I love.
Yeah, no, and a big shout out to Scout for helping kind of sponsor the prizes as well. But it helps because it's just it's a really nice way that everyone kind of competes for a few trophies we put in place this time around. So there's a trophy for the team that win the overall league, and then at the end of the season we have a couple of knockouts depending on where you end up in that league. And again, we've also got some individual trophies as well. So and the nice thing again this year, just to kind of evolve it a bit further, is that thanks to NEMA and FPL Meets, they're going to do a face-to-face element to it as well. So we're going to have like an award ceremony at the end of the season, which is a nice touch to add to it. But yeah, I mean, we've had some famous some well-known people who have done well and won prizes, certainly last year. So Savanch, who was number two in the world, he won the individual prizes last time around as well. So it's like I say, it's a bit of fun, and people do like the bragging rights of holding on to a bit of silver at the end as well.
Well, he was my captain, Savanch, and we still came nearly bottom of the league, even though we finished third in the world. So talk about letting your captain down. I think that goes for the rest of us. Yeah. So just touching on the kind of the leagues and the kind of knockouts, I want to just explain just quickly about the kind of format of how the kind of tournament will work.
Yeah, sure. Hopefully, like I say, we're going to have 32 teams this year, maybe more. But effectively, those teams will compete in weekly matchups against each other in the league format. And then at the end of those, kind of 31 weeks, there'll be someone, teams that finish top, and they'll get a prize. And then we effectively split out the league into three, maybe four groups, again, depending how many people we get. And then depending which, whether you finish at the top, middle, or the bottom, you then get put into a series of knockout matches towards the end of the season. And again, there's prizes for those people who win those knockouts. So for the ones that finish in the top eight, they'll compete in the Champions League. And then we have a kind of Europa League for the ones that kind of finish in the middle. And then unfortunately, the ones at the bottom battle it out for a wooden spoon and a boo prize as well. So it's a good way of keeping. So basically, I mean, the teams are engaged throughout the season, as you were. So there's always something to fight for, even as we end up towards the latter weeks.
Yeah, at least we didn't end up with a wooden spoon. That was one thing, but yeah, it wasn't far off. We've got a great picture here of here's Magnus Carlsen with obviously the trophy from the thing. You know, he was so proud to be a part of it last season. It's great because we're going to talk a bit more about the MVPs in a bit and kind of recruiting people for your team. What I like about it is that some people like myself, you know, are really, really engaged with it, and you know, I really enjoy getting involved into it. I mean, MVP's a stretch to call me that, but you know, it was nice to be the first pick as well on the kind of draft format. And then you've got other people like Magnus Carlsen, Fabio Borges, who probably don't have a clue what this is, but their scores still get pulled in to the things anyway. And yeah, I'm sure they don't mind being a part of it. But yeah, great image here of the winner as well.
Yeah, no, and that was a great story. And Dinidis is the captain that you can see on the right hand side. But and the good thing is, again, it's truly kind of a global team. You can see there from the nice picture he's put together for us. It's made up of FPL managers across plenty of different countries along the way as well. And yeah, we'll talk a bit later about the MVPs. And yeah, Magnus doesn't have a clue, let's be honest. Fabio at least has a vague clue.
Does he? That's good.
I did warn him that was happening to him, and he didn't mind too much. But the rest of the MVPs, I've got to give them great credit. They do get involved, obviously, as you said. You get heavily involved. I know Joe has, Late Rise has been involved as well. So it's been a nice, it's kind of extra touch, if you like, that we've introduced over the last couple of seasons, more than anything else, just to help raise a profile and get more people involved.
Yeah, the reason Magnus is there, for anyone wondering, is because he was the MVP for the winning team of Shearer's Bunch of Flowers. Of course he was. Of course Magnus Carlsen gets another win, as if he needs any more. But yeah, he was there. Let's talk about the scoring then, because, I mean, this is one of the more complicated tournaments that you guys have run. So, yeah, I think this is a good point now to kind of just break down how the scoring works. And kind of how, you know, players are selected and what you can kind of expect from that. So I don't know which one of you wants to take that, but...
So I'll take that one.
You can take that, Sam?
Yeah, go for it. So the idea is that there are 16 players per team. The team captain will have to select three individual players to go into what we call head-to-head. So they'll be up against one of the individual players from the opposition team. And because we want to keep it quite football related, we have strikers and we have keepers. So your keeper that you're selecting for your team, they're purely there to stop the opposition striker or strikers from scoring. And if they get a higher FPL score than their opposition, they won't get a goal. They'll just get a clean sheet. But the strikers have to get a higher score than the opposition goalkeeper. And the higher their score is against their opposition, the more they outscore them by, the more goals they score. So I think it was every 10 points last season. So if you outscored him by 1 point, you got a single goal. If it was outscored by 10 points, you got two goals, and then 20 points, three goals, and et cetera, et cetera. And then the rest of the squad, apart from the two that you can bench, because you can bench two of your players if they're having, if they've done 32 hits or something that particular week, the rest of the squad, you add up their score together, and they go up against the opposition squad. And same thing, whichever squad outscores the other one by will get some goals. So it's supposed to be like a football match, scoring goals to keep it a bit more.
But it boils down to you pick your two best players to be your striker and your goalkeeper to score goals or prevent goals. And then you pick the rest of your squad based on who you think have got a good chance of scoring points. And then you pick a couple of players for the bench who you think are going to do rubbish. That's what I mean. It's a more complicated way of scoring, but bringing it in line with football, obviously. But at the end of the day, it's still the same kind of format. In you pick two that you think can do well, two that you don't think can do well, and then the rest of you just have to make good transfers and try and beat the rest.
Yeah, it sounds complicated, but it's amazing that after a couple of weeks you pick it up. Yeah. All right, so it becomes a natural rhythm, as it were. So like I say, it's a nice way of making it into that kind of football match feel, if you like. So and also gives chance people to have a bit of glory when they're strikers and goalkeepers and all that kind of good stuff as well, which people have loved along the way. So like I say, once you get into it, it becomes quite natural, really.
It's weird because I was always happier being like the striker and scoring the points and being the goalkeeper, even though it's exactly the same thing and I was doing exactly the same thing for the team. I just wanted that glory of getting those goals. I just selfish, like single glory. Let's talk about picking the squad then, because this is what's kind of coming up. Obviously FPL at the time of this video going out isn't open yet. We're expecting it to come next week. We don't really know when. I mean, it could come Friday. They've said July. We don't really know. But whereabouts are we now with kind of applications? Can people kind of get involved, or have they got to wait until the game launches?
They really need to wait till the game launches. So when they apply, we need their FPL ID.
Yep.
And because that way we can just amalgamate the whole list of all the players and get their information straight away. So yeah, within a few days, hopefully, whenever it opens, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever next week, hopefully we can launch straight away, get people applying to take part.
Yep. And how can people kind of do that? How can people look to get involved in that?
We will be doing an application form, an online Google form, that I'll be posting on Fantasy Football Scout. And I'm sure the people who are good at it will be sending it on Twitter, which will be Greyhead, I'm sure. And they can apply that way. So yeah, if anyone sees it, retweet it so we can get this as big as possible.
Yeah. So yeah. is the team manager's kind of done now then?
Well, what we've done is we started the process for asking for team captains to come forward, and we've had a really good response. So thank you everyone who did kind of help kind of push it on Twitter and so forth as well. So we've now got this on the kind of position about we're trying to decide on who are going to be the final team captains. But as Sam said, as soon as the game launched, there'll be a tweet coming out. We'll make sure there's an article on Scout, and we'll kind of like, obviously we'll get a link and maybe on this video as well, just to make sure people yep. know where to go as well. I promise to me you won't be able to miss it. I'll make sure that everyone knows about it and gets a chance to get join in and so forth as well. And you'll also see a lot of the people who nominate captains out, they'll reach out to people as well. So it's like I say, it's they tend to recruit either through people they know, but again, there's also kind of player drafts as well, so people can get involved and join in that way as well. So there's player chances to get involved, and the big thing is that we really want to make sure it's open to everyone, so it is a chance for everyone to get involved as well.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, because if you know, there's people who'll be watching this video who might not be on Twitter, might not post a lot on Scout, and they might be worried that oh no, the captains are just going to select people that are big accounts and names, and we talk about MVPs, but with the draft that you mentioned, it just means there's going to be a big pool of people who maybe don't post a lot or have that kind of social media presence, lurkers, I think we call them. But there's still, the game is completely still open for those people to get involved and still play, right?
Yeah, Definitely. Absolutely. I mean, like I say, I mean, I was a lurker a few years ago when I joined the team, and it's been great ever since. And even in our team last year, we had a couple of people who didn't really play FPL series, and they joined up as well. So My big thing, I would just say, if you're there listening, thinking I'm not sure about whether or not get involved, I would just say go for it. Yep. Okay, so you won't regret it.
Yep, absolutely. And then the final thing is the MVPs. Do you want to just touch on that quickly? Because each squad has got 1 to 2 places allocated for that. We've got the list here of players, including Jamie Piggott of last season. We're adding in people like Praz and Ronaldo and other guys. And this is bids, right? So how does the kind of bidding for these players work?
Yeah, absolutely. So all these the whole purpose around the MVPs, as I said before, is this is just more kind of prominent people or people who've got really good career history. So again, it's a kind of a twist, a bit of fun to raise profile more than anything else. And all we do is we kind of allocate 1, maybe 2 spaces on the squads, so people can then bid for them. And then effectively, we just do a simple kind of snake draft, and then we publish results. We're going to do a live draft.
Yep.
Via our podcast, and we're going to share the results on Black Box as well. So it's you kind of get to pick the one that you want to go for. And full credit to, and thanks again to all the people on this list, even yourself as and others who have kind of put themselves forward and prepared to get involved as well. So I'm a bit keen to find out who's going to be the number one pick this year, because as you were number one last year, so we'll have to make sure that doesn't happen this year. So we'll see.
Yeah, that was maybe my best moment of last season, to be honest, being number one pick over Mark and Fabio. I don't know why that happened, but it did. And if you're wondering, if you're looking at this list and seeing people, some big names on here, Mark's on here, you've got the winner of last season, people like Tom Stevenson. But if you're ever thinking, I'm never going to be able to make it onto this MVP list, Andy North is on there. So if he can make it, anyone can make it. Just bear that in mind.
Ouch.
Yep. So that will be kind of end of July, start of August, probably leading into the first week of the season, that draft. So yeah, keep your eye on that. Keep your eye on the podcast version of this tournament. And yeah, keep your eye on Black Box as well, because we'll be sharing the results of that too.
I should point out Andy North only got on because of all the begging letters he sent me.
That's how we got.
I've got a big pile.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why he started doing videos for us. In the end, it's just easier just to let him in. But yeah, it's my love you really, Andy. So final thing, again, just to talk about how to get involved. So we touched on this briefly a second ago, but there will be check. Make sure you're checking Scout as soon as the game launches. And check out Greyhead at Greyhead 19, and of course Boris Bodega as well at FPL underscore Boris Bodega. They'll be sharing kind of updates and ways to get involved. But like Greyhead says, you won't be able to miss it. The team captains will be confirmed, and you can also message them directly. So if you want to adopt the Andy method of sending loads of begging letters to your favourite team captain, then you absolutely can. And just keep your eye on the site as well, because, you know, once you're involved in this, there's regular articles, there's tweets. Mark and I mention it on Black Box quite a lot. So, yeah, just again, just really urge everyone who's interested to get involved, do the application and join a team and have fun next season.
Definitely.
Yep.
It's going to be a big one this year.
It is going to be a big one. I mean, if you're thinking of going up to 64 teams, it's going to be absolutely huge. So
I don't know how we're going to do that. we'd have to have two leagues, but then I'm sure we'll figure out a way if we do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Sam does all the technical stuff, so I'm leaving him to sweat about that stuff. So
Great. You're just like kind of figurehead, right? You're the kind of.
I'm just here to look pretty. Yeah. We all know that, so that's good. So that's good.
Yeah. Awesome.
What?
Great stuff, guys. I am looking forward to being involved in this again next season. If anyone's got any questions about it at all, go to Greyhead. Give Sam a break. He's got enough spreadsheets to do. Go to Greyhead at Greyhead19. And this will be getting started ahead of the next season. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
No, thank you. And cheers. Thank you for your support as well. Really do appreciate it. Mm. So, like I say, if you're watching and you're not sure, then do please get involved. And any questions, just fire them across.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. And see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi everyone, thanks for watching and listening to the latest video and podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel, or drop us a review if you're listening on the podcast version. This is just a reminder ahead of next season that Fantasy Football Scout memberships are currently locked at last season's price of $24.99 for the year, and this is your final chance to grab that offer before the price goes up ahead of next season. If you're not familiar with Fantasy Football Scout, we're a website which offers tools and articles and videos which can help you be a better FPL manager, rise up the ranks and win your mini leagues. We've got things like Optostats, loads of player stats and XGI data and other stats that can help you pick out gems of players. We've got comparison tools, which lets you pick three players to compare to see who you think is going to do best. We've got a fully customizable fixture ticker, a transfer planner, a great Hall of Fame, which allows you to compare your season histories to other managers. We've got loads of members articles done by Neil, who's the absolute hero of those 200 plus members articles we had last season. We've also got members videos weekly with Mark Southerns and Andy North as well. So if you're interested in all of that and you want to do better next season in FPL, I strongly suggest you go to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk and sign up for a membership ahead of next season.